Welcome to your pocket guide to a disciplined mind. I am your host, Gabby DeLorenz. Thank you so much for being here, for investing in yourself, and for investing in a simpler, happier life. Before we start day one, I wanted to give simple guide and instructions to, number one, let you know that there is no right nor wrong way to meditate. The biggest obstacle is going to be quieting your mind, so how you get there, I could care less. With that being said, I prefer to sit up on a few pillows. I have since invested in what they call a meditation pillow, which is just probably 6 inches of pillow to help lift your hips up off the floor just a little bit, which for me absolutely helps me take some stress off of my low back. With that being said, you are more than welcomed to come to lay on your back. You are more than welcomed to find a comfortable seat. And shoot, you can even stay in your bed if you like. Again, how you get to the still mind is the least of my concern. So just make yourself comfortable and know that you are doing it perfectly. You will always have an option to either keep your eyes closed or just to what we call a soft gaze. A soft gaze is just with the eyes almost shut, looking down and in front of you. You are also more than welcomed, if you like, to have any covering over your eyes if that helps you just stay closed and quiet. I do understand that some of us don't have an opportunity for stillness and perfect silence. So just do the best that you can, knowing that this is a practice. As far as your hands go, you are more than welcome to keep them facing up to the sky. I will say leave your palms up to receive. Or you can bring your palms down, resting them on your thighs, wherever's comfortable, to kind of help yourself ground down, especially if you're feeling extra scatterbrained. That might be helpful. If it feels more comfortable, instead of your hands being on each individual knee, to have them one hand in each other, kind of resting, supporting each other, also know that that is perfect. Again, there's no right nor wrong way to meditate. I will say though, the itching is going to come up. Your feet may lose sensation and go numb. All of these feelings are temporary, just as all of our emotions are temporary. So when it starts to get hard in the physical body and you have, you know, that inevitable scratch on your nose, the itching this, the that, and whatever, notice, can you just sit with the stillness? With the itching, can you breathe through it? When it starts to get hard in the physical body, notice where the mind goes. This is the practice and this is the work. When you feel bugs crawling all over you, are they really bugs? If you're sitting outside, potentially. But if you are in the comfort of your own home, maybe not. Everything that comes up for you in meditation is an ability to practice, offers you an ability to test your mind, to create a more disciplined mind. And knowing when I take you out of meditation, I will always say namaste. And all that namaste means is the light and the love in me sees and honors the light and the love in you. It is Sanskrit, which we use in yoga land. By no means is it meant to entice you to do anything except acknowledge your practice. So without further ado, I welcome you into day one of your meditation, a pocket guide into a disciplined mind. Please, please feel free to email me with all of your pressing questions and concerns as you start to work through this. And enjoy your next 30 days.